Interracial relationships were often considered a taboo topic. Back in the day, most people were not fond of it and often chose to not talk about it because people felt like if you were a certain race, you should stick to dating in that certain race. But now, times are very different and society is a little more comfortable with the act of dating interracially. When I myself was 13, I first fell for someone who was of a different race. I considered myself African American and he considered himself Italian. People were not too fond of it, but then there were more people who really loved the idea of our unique relationship than those who hated it. In this podcast, I will first be interviewing my friend Joey, who is very into interracial relationships, and I will talk to my mother to get her views on the topic and how she feels and felt about me being in an interracial relationship. What is your ethnicity, and if you don't know what it is, what do you consider yourself?
White. Vanilla.
What are some of the races you've dated?
African American, Asian, Puerto Rican, Brazilian, and white.
Okay. Was there ever a time in which you felt people have judged you because of whom you
Yeah, like, I had someone today asked me, do I only date black girls or do I actually date white girls? And I told him, like, I think if you attract me, then I'm going to talk to you. There's no color that I look for because it's just stupid. I don't really care what color you are. If you're cool and attract me and, like, you have a good personality, then I'm going to like you.
What was your first interracial relationship like?
What race was my first interracial?
Like, what was it like altogether? Like, the first time that you dated someone of a different race?
Yeah, it was different. But I was always the kid that wanted to be different, to try a lot of different things. And so, like, I was attracted to this black girl. She was really cool. Like, we were, like, we grew up together. We were really cool. And, so it was, I mean, it was different, but, I mean, I really liked it.
What do you mean?
It was probably one.
Like, what do you mean by different? Like, explain.
Like, I mean, I knew I grew up in a black neighborhood, but, it was just different, like, they acted different, but they were just down to earth, and they weren't as uptight as most of the other girls I've dated.
How have your parents felt about whom you've dated?
My mother never really cared. She just said, if it makes me happy, then she's happy. And that's basically all she had to say about everything.
Okay. Was there ever a time, like, when you were out in public and people have said certain things to you while you were with your different race girlfriend?
You said that funny, but, yeah, they said something. We were in a mall one day, and, like, this girl gave me and my girlfriend the eye. So my girlfriend went up and straight, like, said, what you want? What are you looking at? And then she started popping off the mouth. And so she hit her, knocked her out. We just went to the food court and we finished, had a little lunch. That was a trail day.
Have you ever encountered a girl who turned you down because of your race?
No, I mean, look at me. Would you turn me down?
Next question. Would you or have you dated someone of the same race as you?
Yes, I've dated a lot of white, young, sophisticated women.
How are they different than the girls you dated of different races?
They weren't really that different. They were just The only thing different was the color of the skin. Like, I mean, I'm attracted to a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. But I like basically the same personality, because personality what really gets me a smile. And so I couldn't really explain, because like some things I was attracted to the girls, and I didn't even know why I just was.
How did the girls' parents feel about you being white and them being a different race? Was there ever a certain tension from it, or did they just not feel?
No. Actually, no, there wasn't. It was just they were excited because they knew. I mean, I told them if they had a problem, I was like, I mean, it shouldn't be about color. It should be about making your daughter happy. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make your daughter happy. Whether you want me and me to be with her or not, I'm going to make her happy. Okay. And there was never a time when they didn't want me to be with them.
Have your friends ever said any certain side comments about it? Like you dating a girl of a different
race? No, they were happy. They were like, they were basically complimenting me and like saying like stuff such as like every girl I date is beautiful, no matter what color they are. They all have cool personalities, and you're really saying I'm good at picking girls out.
So crossing boundaries is basically like doing something out of the ordinary. So would you consider... Let me finish the question. So would you ever consider interracial dating as a sort of type of crossing boundaries?
Yeah, it's always been... I mean, there's always going to be different things. There's always going to be different things to cross people's boundaries. A bunch of people have different boundaries. Crossing boundaries, my boundaries were not really seeing, like choosing relationships with my eyes, but basically choosing, listening to what the girls have to say, because you can't really go off of what you hear about people or what you think of them, their looks. You have to know the person. You gotta know the person. You gotta get to know their personality. So I got to make most. I met a lot of different girls, and it was cool because like I listened to their personality and everything, and surprisingly it was really good. I really liked it, and I like what I do now. Like I listen to what they have to say. I just get to know them before anything, before I judge, basically.
Basically, you're saying you base most of your relationships off of who they are?
Yeah, not what they look like or what you've heard.
Is this downtown trip really necessary, for the project?
Yeah, I feel it would do whatever makes you happy.
So now comes up the interview with my mother, who I first brought up. What do you think about your children, including me, just dating in general, like when we first started to actually branch out to date, how did you feel about it?
Just dating, period?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were old enough to, but I still pretty much had the watchful eye.
Of course. So I dated someone who was white for a long period of time. When I first told you about me dating someone, when Chris, my brother, first told you about me dating somebody, just dating somebody, how did you feel about it?
I didn't feel any type of way about it. Like I said, you were old enough and I kept a watchful eye over it. It wasn't like you were out freely doing what you wanted to do.
So, when you found out he was white, did it ever surprise you at all?
No.
When, I bought him around family or whatever, did they ever come back to you and say, he's white, how do you feel about that? Were there ever any type of side comments from other family members?
Well, of course there was, because everybody doesn't think like I do. Everybody doesn't have that open-mindedness like I do.
Can you, like, tell me, like, one of the stories of when somebody has said something? Like, a little
bit. Well, just like at your 8th grade barbecue. And you were like, oh, she got a white boyfriend? You gotta have a white boyfriend? Yeah, like, they were just questions. And I told them yes, and that was the end of that. I don't have to go into full detail about what I do with my children.
Okay. So, how would you consider interracial relationships as, like, crossing boundaries? And if so, why?
I do think it's crossing boundaries, and I think it's wonderful.
Why do you think it's considered crossing boundaries?
Because you're learning a different culture, everybody's culture.
So, so you basically view interracial relationships as a good thing and sort of like a learning experience?
Mm-hmm, for some. And most of the time you can't help who you fall in love with.
Okay, thank you.
Now, listening to both of these interviews really touched me because, for one, they're both two people who I love very much, and their opinions are some that I would actually listen to. Now, when it came to my friend Joey's interview, it showed that he isn't the type of person that'll go for someone because of how they look, but it also shows me that just because someone's appearance may be that good, it's all about what matters on the inside. And I also got that same view from my mother's interview, because they both made me realize that love is love regardless as to who a person is. And it also shows me that stepping out of my comfort zone may even give me one of the best experiences that I'll ever have, because it's not always about going for what society wants you to go for. It's all about what you're comfortable doing, and if you're comfortable doing it, then you go for it. So these interviews have really taught me a lot, and they will also help me view different things in the future.